Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 343 for Monday, April 11th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about $1.80 per bushel weaker to about 60 cents stronger in choppy trade on Monday. The May contract was $1.70 weaker at $478 as gains in the loonie balanced advances in soybeans. The Canadian dollar was stronger against its U.S. counterpart in early activity on Monday, which pressured canola by making it less appealing to foreign buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soy oil was lower in early activity, and Malaysian palm oil closed mixed, which was also bearish for canola. However, gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans limited some losses. Traders have added a weather premium into the market, and canola's bias is to the upside, which further capped declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger while corn and wheat were lower. Soybeans were about 5 to 6 cents per bushel higher, with the May contract at $9.23 per bushel. The market was stronger after soybeans saw a technical bounce on Friday and gained 10 cents. Rain in Argentina has created a weather premium which added to soy's advances. However, many expect U.S. farmers will seed more soybeans this year than previously projected, which put a lid on gains. Corn prices were about 3 to 4 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the May contract at $3.58 as the market ran out of steam after last week's advances. Trader positioning ahead of two reports due out from the United States Department of Agriculture on Tuesday also moved prices lower. The USDA is set to release its crop production report and world agricultural supply and demand estimates tomorrow. Spillover pressure from nearby grain markets added to the declines. For wheat, prices were about 6 to 11 cents per bushel lower, with the Chicago May contract down about 8 cents at $4.52. The U.S. Southern Plains are expected to get rain this week, which is bearish as dry weather in that region had propped up prices in previous sessions. Trader positioning ahead of USDA data also moved prices lower in early activity on Monday, as many expect wheat's ending stocks to be revised higher. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, April 11th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.